Okay, well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Cabinet meeting on the 10th of June 2021. And welcome to members of the press. Are you happy that I signed the minutes of the 4th of May as published?
Aye.
Thank you. There are no apologies, we're all here. There are no councillors' questions. And that means we can move straight into the first item on the agenda, please, Councillor Smith.
Thank you very much, Leader. Before I actually start on this, I think I need to say a few words about the circumstances we find ourselves in. I made these similar comments at resources scrutiny on Tuesday evening. Current government guidance is that there should be no more than six people in a room, but I know there are exceptions for people who have to do through work. One of the caveats is that there should be ventilation. There is no ventilation in this room. We've all walked up from the car park. There are handrails there up on the car park. I doubt whether they're sanitised. I don't know who's touched them and how many people have touched them. And the same thing when you come through the doors. We just had a meeting with the Chamber of Commerce. And due to the noise from that air conditioning system, I could hardly hear anybody. I could hear you, and I could hear Tim, I could hear most of what Francis said and some of what Karen said. But as far as the Chamber was concerned, I couldn't hear a word. So I question whether the assessment of the room is correct. You will know that one of our councillors didn't turn up for the council meeting, neither did he turn up for resources scrutiny. I don't know whether he's got any health issues, but he's very wary of attending face-to-face meetings. And I sympathise with him. I'm nearly 75 and I've had a few worries recently. I'm going to the hospital tomorrow for an echocardiogram. Hopefully I should be alright. I've had an ECG and other tests and so far everything's fine. But you never know. And putting yourself into danger is not where we should be. Just 2 weeks ago, or 2.5 weeks ago, the daily increase in the number of people who were catching COVID was 2,000. This week, 10 days ago, it went up to 3,000, then 4,000, then 5,000, and yesterday 7,000. On Tuesday, when I mentioned this, it was 6,000. Yesterday 7,000. Today it's 7,300. The worrying thing for me, I know the vaccination program is working well, cutting the number of deaths. But if you look at the statistics, the number of people on ventilator beds has increased from, it came down gradually to 120-ish, and now it's back up at 158 today. Those people are at death's door. You have your throat cut, you have a tube put down, you put in an induced coma, you have all sorts of hallucinations. It's not a nice place to be. I know somebody who's been there just about recovered. So having said that, I mean, I'm here. I'm not happy to be here, and I don't think this room is suitable. And I know other people are happy with the arrangements, and I can understand that. And as I say, personally, I find it difficult. Thank you, everybody. I'll now move on to the agenda as laid out. The equalities policy is, I don't think anybody needs reminding that it's unlawful to discriminate between people on a wide range of issues, which are detailed in the report. We have had an equalities policy for the best part of 20 years. It's a statutory duty, we have to have one. This was reinforced by the Equality Act of 2010, and the report before us this evening is an updated version that, which incorporates comments on the issues of the day, such as the COVID pandemic and Brexit, and how these may have affected or might affect different communities in different ways. one thing I will highlight is the Community Impact Assessments, or CIA. These assessments are a reminder to every project manager or policy writer that they should consider and document the possible impacts of the project on all communities. And you'll see more of these on future projects across the council. I think this particular report has got one, and I would say you'll see future reports with an impact assessment. I've already seen a draft report which has got. So that's something new from what we've had before. As I say, it's a refresh policy, and I commend it to the cabinet.
I'm happy to endorse the proposal that this moves to full council.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you very much. The next item is again yours, Councillor Smith, starting on page 32.
Yes, thank you. This is request to agree to the sale of a small parcel of land on North Walls to the current tenant. He currently pays £1,600 a year in rent, and an external valuer has priced the land at £25,000, which represents best value to this council. The tenant will cover all the legal costs, and there will be a clawback clause should planning permission be granted within the next 20 years. I look for your support on the proposed sale of this land.
Okay, any comments? Be happy to support the proposal.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Can we move then please on to the next item, which is again yours, Councillor Smith, the strategic risk register, starting on page 35.
Yes, thank you, Leader. This is the latest update of the register, which we all see on a regular basis. As you can see, there is one less risk, but the risks remaining at high level are to do with the financial position of the council. This is down to the continued impact of the pandemic, as well as uncertainty of central government funding in respect of new homes bonus and possible alterations to business rates, including a possible reset, which would in fact penalise Stafford in particular because of its recent success and excellent history in growth. We continue to impress on the government the effects, or possible effects, of their ideas for these changes. Other risks are detailed in the report, and other cabinet members may wish to comment on those in their areas. Otherwise, as I say, this is an updated register which records the ongoing work to mitigate the risks.
Thank you. So, in relation to any individual portfolios, does anybody want to raise any issue? Thank you. Are we happy then just to approve the register and note the progress that's reported?
Aye.
Thank you. And so, the last item for you, Councillor Smith, starts on page 70. Relates to use of drones on council land.
Thank you again, Leader. This is not something I have particular strong views about, but there have been a few requests by people to operate drones on council owned land, and therefore we do need to have a consistent policy. Basically, what we're saying is that if it's work related, especially if it avoids working at height and the dangers of working at height, then we're okay with it. But we will not sanction the use for recreational purposes. There is, of course, always a risk that if the operator is careless, the drone could injure somebody, and the council could then have a liability if that was to happen. So it's just a general policy to, if we do get requests, and as I say, we're going to have one too.
Thank you, and I know that we've looked at this in detail. Happy to endorse the proposal, thank you very much. So moving then please on to page 73. That's your to Councillor Burt.
Thank you, Leader. It's the first time we've been back face to face in 15 months, and I welcome the opportunity for the reopening of the economy, leisure and our lives. And I think it's something that we should mark and just say thank you to all those people who have made it possible today, the NHS, social care, key workers, and those in the voluntary sector. we're certainly not out of the woods yet, but I think that we've made significant progress, and we need to still reinforce with people the need to take a vaccine when it's offered to people, and to maintain hands, face, space, and open space. Just in terms of this report, the background is the council is upgrading Glover Street's Gypsy and Traveller site in line with the commitments that we made over the last few years, and we're in the process of spending £170,000 to bring the site up to a standard, up to a modern day standard. To facilitate the refurbishment, we deliberately left some of the pitches vacant so that we could minimise the disruption on, to people on that site. And we are now nearing the end of the works, and we need to re-let those vacant pitches, because that's the reason for what we've been working towards over the last few years. Otherwise, the investment would be worthless. And to be able to re-let those pitches, we need to do it on a fair basis, and we need a policy that does do that based on need. And we also need to take into account matching up the policy so it lines up with our latest homeless policy and recent legislative changes. That is what this policy seeks to do. I seek adoption of this policy, but I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Councillor Burt. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Are we happy to support